Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right now on VFN TV, Norma McCorvey, the one that was epicenter for Roe versus Wade, the law taking place, she just passed away. We'll be talking about her. Also, Teen Vogue, how teens are standing up for pro-life and confronting the Planned Parenthood narrative. Also, did you know every 40 seconds an abortion takes place in America? We'll be talking about that. Also, debunking the myths of Planned Parenthood and how the historical racist reality of the history of Planned Parenthood and the Vice President Pence, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Did you know today, well, not today, but just recently, Norma McCorvey passed away? You might not know her unless you know about the case in 1973 at the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade. The people who were pro-abortion at that time were looking for a case, a person who wanted to be able to abort their child, to take to the Supreme Court, and they found one. Her name was Norma McCorvey. She never had an abortion, but guess what? They used her all the way to Supreme Court and changed the laws to where 50 million children since then plus have been aborted because of that law that was made on the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, let's go back and look at Norma McCorvey, what the Washington Post has to say about her. Let's take a look.
Norma McCorvey was better known as Jane Roe, the pseudonymous plaintiff in the monumental Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade. But she never found an easy fit as a poster girl, either for the abortion rights movement or for the anti-abortion movement, which she embraced in her later years. When she challenged Texas abortion laws in 1970, she was 22, trapped in a life of poverty and addiction, and facing her third pregnancy. When the Supreme Court ruling came down in her favor in 1973,
the Supreme Court today ruled that abortion is completely a private matter.
She had already given birth and placed her child for adoption.
I never had the right to choose.
By her own description, McCorvey was a simple woman with a ninth grade education who just wanted a safe and legal abortion. What she got was a ruling that changed the course of reproductive rights in America. After fully shedding her anonymity, she used her connection to the abortion rights fight to further that cause, working with clinics and advocates. But she grew to feel isolated and abandoned by the movement, which never moved her to its forefront.
I've been shunned by quite a few of the national leaders in the pro-choice movement. I really get this really strong hit that people think that I'm just like totally stupid, and I'm not. I mean, I've got brains and I have ideas, and I just don't really feel like they hear me. So, I mean, I wasn't their chosen one to be their special Jane Roe.
In 1995, she moved to the other side of the abortion debate, declaring herself a born-again Christian, and found herself again in the headlines.
We forgive you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
She spent recent years speaking out against abortion and attending pro-life rallies.
How many of us want to see Roe versus Wade overturned?
Anti-abortion rights activists regarded her reversal as a victory for their cause.
Washington Post is reporting that Norma did never fully engage in the pro-life. That couldn't be any further than the truth. She gave her life to Jesus Christ. She stood up. She never had an abortion. She was used in her poverty and her place of addiction by those who wanted to promote their agenda to be able to end the life of children. But here's Norma McCorvey in her own words talking about her testimony. Let's go there now.
Most of you won't recognize me or my real name. It's Norma McCorvey. I'm also known as Jane Roe, the plaintiff in the Supreme Court case, Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion in America and changed our nation in an unprecedented way. Back in 1973, I was a very confused 21-year-old with one child and facing an unplanned pregnancy. At the time, I fought to obtain a legal abortion, but the truth be told, I have three daughters and have never had an abortion. However, upon knowing God, I realized that my case, which legalized abortion on demand, was the biggest mistake of my life. You see, abortion has eliminated 50 million innocent babies in the U.S. alone since 1973. Abortion scars an untold number of post-abortive mothers, fathers, and families, too. You read about me in history books, but now I'm dedicated to spreading the truth about preserving the dignity of all human life, from natural conception to natural death.
This is amazing. So she definitely engaged in the pro-life from conception to death. She was totally for that. She's for Jesus Christ. She gave her life to the Lord. And so even though the Washington Post reported, you know, somewhat accurately, the true solid testimony of Norma is she was a Christian and loved the Lord. And we know where she is right now.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.